This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government says the new US-Australia critical minerals deal will comply with Australia's environment laws. Under the deal, both nations will invest $1.5 billion over the next 6 months to help accelerate the delivery of critical mineral projects with a joint commitment to fast-track approvals. Greens Foreign Affairs spokesperson David Shoebridge says there should be steps taken to ensure the environment laws are not bypassed in the move to fast-track approvals.
These responses leave more questions than answers. There's a real concern that if the arbitrary US timeframes for development of critical minerals and rare earth projects, if they're going to be met, then the Albanese government may already be intending to abuse those existing national security loopholes that can bypass federal, state and territory environment laws.
Damaging winds and severe storms are affecting much of southeast Australia today. Record hot temperatures recorded in Queensland, New South Wales and South Australia on Tuesday of 44.8 degrees and above has elevated the fire risk in New South Wales, with authorities concerned about the possibility of out-of-control bushfires. In Victoria, residents have been told to brace for destructive winds and a risk of thunderstorm asthma conditions. But Miriam Bradbury from the Bureau of Meteorology says the damaging conditions will affect much of southeast Australia.
Throughout the southeast, including down to those northern parts of Tasmania, with severe storms possible across a much broader area as well, including the entire state of Victoria, southeastern parts of South Australia and much of New South Wales too. Even southern inland parts of Queensland may see some severe storms. Again, any severe storms bring the risk of damaging wind gusts through the day.
Tasmania Police Search and Rescue Team have recovered the body of a male, believed to be Darryl Fong, in the Mount Field National Park. In a statement issued, Inspector Luke Horn extended his sincere thanks to all search crews, particularly the volunteers, who worked tirelessly in extreme conditions. Police say search and rescue crews discovered the remains on Tuesday after a lengthy search. Mr. Fong has been missing since 12 October, when he went out on a solo hike to photograph the Tarn Shelf Circuit. Local police say no suspicious circumstances have been identified. And in sport, Minji Lee and Hannah Green will lead as Australia's women's golf stars bid to win the prestigious International Crown Teams event for a first time. With Lee, Green and 2025 major winner Grace Kim and Steph Kyriakou forming a formidable team, Australia are seeded fourth for the biannual match play event in South Korea. Australia have been pitted against Pool A's group of death with the US, defending champions Thailand and eighth-seeded China to win two of their pool matchups, comprising of all four ball mixtures on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, to secure a path to Sunday's semi-finals. And that's SBS News in Easy English.